Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday. I'm Lavina, your host for this evening. And with me, I will have Preacher Francis from Charleston, West Virginia, with me. But before we start, I do want to start off by going just a small prayer that I put together. If you will just bear with me for a second. Father God, I come to you as a humble servant, doing the job that you have set forth for me. I come to you in good faith and prayer and thank you for allowing me to do the show, as well as give me the strength, courage, and wisdom needed to survive on a day-to-day basis. We at GQ Palace have set forth a show that will bring people together all over the nation, together as one, as family, and in peace. Amen. I'm going to bring on with me Preacher Francis from Charleston, West Virginia.
Hi, Lavinia. How are you this evening?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I'm blessed by the best.
That's right. That's right.
And
thank
I'm much better than I deserve. And I'm much better than I deserve.
Thank you. Know what? And so am I, which is a blessing
Hallelujah.
By itself.
Amen.
I want to start off by thanking you for joining us this evening here at GQ Palace. If you would just tell the listeners a little bit about yourself.
Well, certainly. I'm Frances Sheeran, and I live in Charleston, West Virginia. I've been here for 12 years, a native Washingtonian. I'm the first woman to be licensed in a Baptist church, Metropolitan Baptist Church, at 205
Amen.
Donnelly Street in Charleston. And reluctantly, the men still did not want women in the pulpit. Somehow or another, they hadn't got the message or were reading from the wrong Bible, but that's another show. I taught school for 15 years. I worked in mental health with substance abuse and women who had been sexually molested. I work with children and adults, men and women. I'm also a counselor for rape crisis intervention, where I'm called out at night when something happens, because the devil rolls after midnight.
Yes, he does.
He decides to perp on the mind that's vulnerable at that hour. Also, I'm on the board for BMEEC, Domestic Violence Center. It's a nonprofit organization that helps women who have been, I don't want to use the word victims, but survivors of domestic violence.
Wow.
And that's a little bit about me.
Wow, that's a lot about you. You are definitely busy in doing God's work, that's for sure. That's for sure. We do have some callers already this evening, so we're going to start off with a couple of callers. And
all
then
right.
If you want to give your testimony here at GQ Palace, we usually allow people to call in and give their testimony or just say what they're thankful for, as well as just something that might just be on their heart or in their mind that they want to share. So we're going to go to the first caller. All right, hold on one second. Welcome to GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
Courtney.
Hey, Courtney.
Hi,
how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, good, good. Thank you for calling in to GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday. Do you have a testimony that you want to give, or do you want to just say what you're thankful for?
I'm thankful for my loving family. That God is able to wake me up every morning and put food on my plate.
And that's a testimony by itself, and that's a lot to be thankful for. That's definitely a lot to be thankful for. You're here with Preacher Francis from Charleston, West Virginia.
Hi, Courtney. How are you?
Hello. I'm good. How are you?
I'm wonderful.
So I want to thank you for calling in today and sharing what you're thankful for here at GQ Palace. And if you want to continue to hold on the air, you can just listen out for the rest of the show when other people will be calling and giving their testimony and saying what they're thankful for as well.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Courtney.
We're going to go to another caller. Welcome to GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
This is T.
Hey, T.
Hey, T.
Hey. I just want to say I'm thankful that, you know, God has allowed us to have this show and to have such wonderful speakers. And I'm thankful for life itself, my family, I mean, kids, grandkids, everybody, all those that I love. GQ family is a wonder for me, and I just want to thank everybody and want to thank Preacher Francis for being here today.
And I want to thank you, T, because I know God has brought you a long way.
Yes.
And I'm so proud of your relationship, not religion, but relationship with God.
Thank
you. So
you
stay encouraged, hold your head up, and not be afraid. You still pee, and nothing wrong with that. If I had to give you a disciple's name, it would be Peterine. Rather than Peter. You're so much like Peter. So you tell it like it is. I appreciate you for your realness, because you're not fake. You are what you are.
Thank you.
And that's
Thank
what
you.
We have to be about. So you
yeah,
be glad.
Well, you've been knowing me many years, so yeah, you know.
Yes. Thank
yeah.
you.
Gotta love you. Love you.
Love
you.
Yeah. Love you.
Gotta love Miss T, because she is who she is. And the most important thing is she's a child of God, and she's still living and doing the right thing. And that's, you know, T, you have your famous saying, I tell you.
Yeah.
You have your famous saying that you say, and it's so true. And, you know, a lot of people should also live, you know, with that saying as well.
Yeah, I mean, I always say I may not be what I ought to be, but I thank God I ain't what I used to be.
And I thank him, too. Hallelujah. You be blessed, and you know that I love you, because I love you for your realness.
And I didn't know you back then before, I tell you.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to go to another call, Miss T. Just make sure you stay on the air, okay?
All right.
All right. Hold on.
All right.
Welcome to GQ Palace. Can I have your name, please?
Yes, my name is Richie.
Richie. Hi, Richie.
I'm calling
the voice right now. Hello, Richie, and welcome to GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday. You are here. I'm good. I'm blessed. You're here with Preacher Francis from Charleston, West Virginia. Is there a testimony that you want to give, or just say what you are thankful for?
I am thankful for waking up this morning. I'm thankful for the Lord for waking me up. I'm thankful for my friends, my family, and sick body. And I'm thankful for my fiance, you know, and her family, and they always stand by my side, you know. And I'm thankful that, you know, because today is my mother's birthday. I want to give her a big shout out. And I'm thankful that, you know, she's here today. Well, you know, God is good.
Yes,
He
is. He's
definitely good all the time.
You know, I'm really thankful that y'all put me on the air with my home. Give my things so.
Are you welcome? You're welcome anytime.
All right, you should take care and be blessed.
Okay,
take care. Okay, now before we go to another caller, Preacher Francis, would you like to give your testimony or say what you're thankful for?
My testimony is that God is.
Right.
On this road, knowing that the things that I've been through, I had two heart attacks, one at age 36 and survived. Another one that was silent when I was 59. And I survived, and I know that God is a healer. And He healed my body and keeps my days rolling on. Each day I'm grateful to be in a relationship with a loving God. It shows me nothing but tender mercies every day I see. And I'm so grateful to Him for providing and taking care of me to be a mother of five children. I lost my daughter at the age of 18, 22 years ago, but He gave me strength and encouraged my faith to keep on trusting in Him and not in man. And not to lean to my own understanding. And yes, I was angry when my daughter died.
Amen.
And I got upset and asked Him, God, why? Why my child? And then He prepared me to help other women who have lost their children. So I'm just grateful to God for being all that He is to me and all that He's going to be. And for the opportunity to tell somebody who may be listening that their back might be up against the wall, but God still is. He's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ever think or ask, and start trusting in Him and believing in Him. And then a lot of times we need to stop and listen to Him, because we have two ears and one mouth, and there's a reason for that. We need to do less talking and more listening. And so that's what I'm grateful for.
Wow, and that's an excellent testimony. That's, and with you giving your testimony as well as the other callers that have given their testimony, we're just going to go to a little song that I'm sure that everybody can relate to that will make them just think about their life and how far, you know, God has brought them and will continue to bring them as long as, you know, they are living righteously and doing the right thing. So just bear with me one second. We're going to go to a song.
Okay.
My testimony, everybody, how God favored me in spite of my enemies. And if God did it for me, he'll do the same thing for you. Don't worry about your haters. Your haters can't do nothing with you. Listen to these words.
Love is patient, caring. Love is kind.
Love is felt most.
Love is felt most
when it's genuine.
I had my share of love abuse,
manipulated,
and its strength misused.
And I can't help but to give God glory. When I think about my story, oh yeah, y'all, I got a story to tell.
And I know
you favored
me
because my enemies, they did try, but they couldn't try over me. Yes, they did try, but it didn't work. I'm still here. I'm still alive. I'm still blessed. On my way to my destiny. Because the favor of God is on my life. Let me tell you about love.
Love is patient.
Love is kind.
Love is felt most
when it's genuine. I had a whole lot of people in my life who abused my love. They manipulated
it
and took the strength of it and tried to misuse it. But I can't help but to give God glory today when I think about all I've been through. And I still came out on the winning side.
I
don't know about you, but I know that he favored me. Because my enemies, they did try. Sing it, y'all. But they couldn't triumph over me. Because great is he that is in me than he that's in the world. That's what they did. That's what they did.
They told
a whole lot of lies. But God favored me.
My character.
My integrity.
My faith in God. He favored me.
But it would not
fall.
Would not bend.
Won't compromise.
God favored me.
I
spoke life
and prosperity.
I even spoke health.
He favored
me.
They
whispered about me.
They conspired
against me.
They told
a whole lot of lies on me.
But
God favored
me.
My character.
My integrity.
My faith in God.
He favored
me.
It will not fall.
It will not fall.
Not gonna
bend.
Won't compromise.
God favored
me.
I speak
prosperity.
And I speak
health.
But he favored me.
Will not
I promised him
won't
that I wouldn't come.
tonight you got faith.
God favored me.
In your trial, in your test, in your hard time, don't worry.
God favored me.
Attack your character, attack your integrity. Don't worry, no, no.
God favored me.
Touch your neighbor, encourage the person next to you. Tell them I got it. Tell them I got it. I can say it. Till you will. Say it. Because I got it. Through my crisis. Difficulty. Through my hard time. I found favor. Favor. I got it. I got it. I got it. I got it.
I think that everybody can relate to it because he has favored all of us, you know, and
Amen.
The fact that he
Amen.
Has, you know, favored us and given us another chance and just to be able to get up day to day is just a blessing by itself. And, you know,
even when we didn't deserve it.
That's right. That's right. Because I must tell you, I know this morning when I woke up, I knew that I was going to church. But I just woke up in some kind of awful mood, and my mom was like, "What's wrong with you?" And I, you know what? And I had no justification for it. I just, my facial expression said something different than my attitude, you know. And as I'm driving in a car trying to get to church, and I'm like, "All right, can't find my gospel CD, can't find nothing. You know what is going on here?" You know. But I knew that it was, you know, the devil just trying to get me down and, you know, turn my smile into a frown. And as soon as I walked into church this morning, I was like, all right, now I feel better. You know,
all
and
right.
I can't
well,
even.
Well, you know, he's on you know, his job.
Yes, and, you know, I couldn't even explain what was wrong with me because I was, as soon as I got up, you know, I always just sit there and just think for a minute and thank God that he woke me up this morning because he didn't have to. And the fact that I started getting ready and I just, my smile went to a frown and I didn't understand why. And, you know, to be honest, I wasn't even trying to figure out why. You know, my attitude was I just got to keep it moving. You know, we got to be there by 11, you know. So
absolutely. And you can't get played to that negativity.
That's right. That's right. And I didn't know, you know, what it was. And then as soon as I got there, I was like, you know what? Now I feel better. You know, my smile was there. My frown was gone. You know, and I was blessed and thankful, you know, for that. And I had my family with me and, you know, everybody's looking at me like, what's wrong with you this morning? And I couldn't explain it because, honestly, I didn't know. But to give a little bit, you know, of my, you know, testimony, you know, I'm thankful that, like I said, God has woke me up this morning and started me on my day and gave me the courage, strength, and wisdom, you know, that I need, you know, to get by on a day-to-day basis, you know, dealing with, I'm happy that I'm the person I am now, you know, because back then, you know, to know me, I would say, is to love me because you really had to understand the type of person that you were, you know, meeting, because very outspoken, you know, trying to tone it down a tad bit. But, you know, I think that's why me and Miss T get along so well, because I understand, you know.
Absolutely,
what happens.
Absolutely.
You know, sometimes you got to try
and. She will pull out a fake one in a minute. She'll call it out right there in front of them, and that's why I love her, because she keeps it real.
Right. And, you know, it's weird, because sometimes, you know, you meet people, and you meet people, you know, and the people that you meet, I always say that they're here for a reason. You know, sometimes you meet the people that's not really going to stay around a long time, but you can tell those as soon as you meet them. But the ones
Absolutely.
That, you know, gravitate to you and just understand you and will not judge you, you know, those are the positive people that you want to have around, you know, in your life, and make sure that they're there. You know, so I thank God,
well,
and I thank my mom.
You keep your haters around, too, a little while, because that helps to motivate you. Let your haters be your motivators.
That's right. keep around a little while. This way, you know, you let
just
them
just a little while.
You know,
don't let
them
move
talking.
In. Don't let them pack a suitcase.
No, because as soon as they move in, that's it, you know.
Oh, you can't get rid of them. That's right.
No, you can't. No, you can't. But, you know, we did have a young caller, you know, that called in the beginning. And, you know, my words of encouragement, and I'm hoping that you can give her some words of encouragement as well, is just to
Courtney.
Stay, yes, Courtney, you know, stay positive and surround yourself with positive people that's doing positive things and that's going places. And the battle and the struggle is not yours. You know, your life is already
right.
set in stone for you. You just have to live Christ-like and be positive and do positive things with positive people. You know, everyone's no one's perfect. You know, no one's perfect, but at the same time, you want to make sure that, you know, you can enlighten the people that you meet. You know, and one
Absolutely.
Thing about me is, you know, I try to enlighten the people that I meet. I try to enlighten my family and my friends to show them that, you know what, I wasn't always, you know, the person I am right now. You know, I've been where you've been, you know, and I'm thankful that I'm not there, you know, anymore. I'm thankful that I've changed, I've, you know, was able to see the light, so to speak, and change my life around thanks to God. You know, it wasn't by accident. You know, it was something that he showed me the light that, you know what, you have to open your eyes and you have to do things the right way, because doing things the way you were doing things before, you might not make it to be 30.
That's right.
You know, you might not, you know, and only he knew my pain and my struggle on the inside, you know, because the smile that you might portray to other people, they don't really understand. You
no,
know,
they
don't know
that's
the inner.
Everywhere. We
you
want
know
everything
what?
To be all right.
Right. Right.
We look for everything to be all right, because we live in a fake and fantasized world. The world gives us an illusion of a delusion that, oh, it's okay, and we got everything out here to make us feel good, make us happy. But it's not happiness, it's destruction.
Right.
Because the real happiness comes from within. And when you're in a relationship, that emptiness, that void inside of you, starts leaning towards what your strength is. And why not go back to the creator, the one, you know, we have a car and it's dysfunctional. We can't take it to a plumber. We have to take it back to the dealership to get it corrected.
That's right.
The manufacturer. So we need to start visiting our manufacturer more often. And when once we visit our manufacturer, we will understand that we have we can diagnose this problem as a sin problem. Because we know that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. That's the prognosis, the gift of eternal life. But we also know that
Amen.
The antidote, the medicine, is not found in a pill bottle, not in a needle, and not in a bottle of alcohol, but it's found in Jesus.
That's right. Amen. Amen. We have a caller we're going to go to real quick.
Amen.
Welcome to GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
Master Holland.
How you doing, Pastor Holland?
I'm feeling much better. God, praise God.
Praise God.
Hi, Kathy Holland. How are you, Pastor Holland?
I'm fine. How are you? God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you.
Voice. So good to hear your voice. And beautiful testimony. Oh, my goodness. God bless your spirit.
Hallelujah. We've been through.
Mm-hmm. Amen to that.
Amen.
We've been through.
I'd just like to thank God today. I'll praise his glory and honor give to him. For less than 12 hours ago, I was laying up in the emergency room, couldn't breathe.
Oh, my.
And
wow.
This and that. The enemy thought he had me, but, you know, the healing virtue of God always flows through me, and I just praise God for that. You know, sometimes we have little ailments, and we do little things that we know that we should not do, eat this and eat that. But I praise God for saving me today. I thank him that I'm saved, hallelujah, that I'm sanctified,
yes.
And I'm the Holy Ghost, amen. And truly,
mm-hmm.
I give
amen.
Glory and honor to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, because he's worthy, you know, and I kept saying, I need to get out of here. I got to go preach. And, you know, I just praise God for rams in the bush. You know, when I finally got an opportunity to call church, you know, I spoke with one of my prayer warriors. I said, baby girl, you got to go forth in Jesus' name today and speak a word. You know, we
mm-hmm.
all should have a word in us.
Absolutely.
To the house.
That's right.
And thank God the church was able to carry on. And I just praise God for that. I thank him for mountains and valleys in my life, you know, and how he has taught me while I was in the wait. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. And breakthroughs. It was the wait, the waiting period that got me to be the woman of God that I am now. And I just praise God. I praise God for this line, for an opportunity for someone to be able to call in. That
hallelujah.
Fresh word.
Right. Amen to that.
Woman of God. I said a man or woman. Hallelujah. Reach your friends.
Hallelujah.
Baby, I know the struggle. I know the struggle.
Yes,
we struggle
yes.
to stay together. But you know what?
Yes.
It ain't not a struggle. Because God is God, and he can do just what he said he would do when he want to do it. Amen.
Amen.
You know,
amen.
Amen.
Honor to my Lord and Savior, to my sister. I love you much, girl.
Love you too.
I,
he fought the battle. Just remember, he fought the battle. And you
right.
can end it by saying, he fought the battle, but I won.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
He
amen.
Fought the battle, but I won.
True.
And
hallelujah.
You keep saying that and watch the healing come into your body. He fought the battle, but I won.
Amen.
Amen. Yes. Amen.
So, I pray God's healing upon your body.
And we're already healed. He said, by your
yes.
stripes, I am healed. So we have to receive
yes.
And we have so many people running around. If the Lord wants to know, you decree and declare,
no, no.
I am
yes.
healed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Wow. Oh, it's always a powerful testimony when she calls in,
yes.
I tell you. Always a powerful testimony.
Hallelujah.
Always. Always a powerful testimony when she calls in.
All right. Yes.
Wow.
Praise God.
Mm. Yes. Because God is good. God is
sure
definitely
enough.
Good.
God is.
God is. Yes. God is definitely good. What words of encouragement would you give for our younger generation to motivate them to live Christ-like and do, you know, the right things?
I work with young people now every day. I've been working with young people all my life. I think that's my ministry. I'm sure it is now, having retired for a couple of months and then gone back to work at Job Corps. And I'm working with children that come from all over the United States. And most of them have been told that they would not amount to anything. And they've come in through the courts and come in by dropping out of school. I would encourage all of them, because someone says that you're not anything, just remember that you are a royal priesthood. That you're heir of the king, that you
right.
are a royal child of God, because he made you in his image and likeness. And I tell all of them, as I tell them every day, I've had children who've never been to church come to me and ask me to bring them a Bible. And
wow.
we have Bible study, and it has to be done kind of on a QT, because, you know, in a federal facility, we can't talk about religion, we can't talk about God, but there are people there, young people, who hunger for God, who hunger for his love, who are looking
yes.
for something to appease them. They tried all the other stuff. They tried the promiscuity. They tried the drugs. They tried all of the things that get them in trouble, because with every action, there's a consequence. And some of them have suffered that. So I would just say to the young people, as well as children of all ages,
amen.
Because the old people I'm finding out are needing it just as much. I found out a man the other day at 65 years old OD'd on cocaine.
Oh, wow.
So the demon is out there to kill, steal, and destroy. And once we know that and know what he looks like and who he is, we can tell mm-hmm. him to get behind us because we belong to God.
That's
he
right.
does not belong. And when we take God's hand, because he sought us, he came seeking for us. We didn't go looking for him. We hear people often say, I went looking for the Lord. No, 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 no. He's looking for us.
That's
he
right.
He comes to
That's
seek
right.
those who are lost. And we need to understand that he loves us. When we wake up in the morning, if we young people, old people, any age people, look in the mirror and say, God loves me because I look like him. And just stand there for a few minutes and start basking in his love. And pray the prayer. Have a conversation with him because he wants to talk to you. And
right.
when you talk to him, talk to him. Lord, I don't know what I'm doing. Doesn't have to be fancy words. Lord, I'm somewhat crazy. I've made some poor decisions. I don't
That's
know
right.
what I'm doing today. So I ask
Amen.
You to guide me and direct me. Because my mind's not right sometimes, God. You know, I make mistakes. I make poor decisions. I make poor choices. I've fallen down, but I know with your help and your guidance and your direction, if I pay attention, you lead me and guide me. And if we,
right.
we pray that prayer in earnest and just say those simple words just in a conversation, because that's what Jesus did. He just talked. He just
right.
talked. He just stopped at the well with the woman, and he just talked to her. Told her not to tell anybody, but after he finished with her, she went back and told everybody. And see, that's what we have to learn, those of us who are strong in the Lord and those of us who still get weak sometimes. And we have to stop playing this game like we got it all together, because we don't have it all together.
That's right.
We fall down, as Donnie McClurkin said, but we get up. We don't stay down. And stop
right.
allowing people to keep us down on the ground and putting our foot in our chest. We need to get up, stand up, wake up, and smell the coffee because it's brewing. And Jesus
right.
is coming back. And
That's
he's
right.
on his way
Amen.
Soon. So my
That's
encouragement
right.
to you, Courtney, and to all of the callers that called in, be encouraged. Sometimes you have to encourage yourself. Just look
That's
at
right.
yourself in the mirror and pat yourself on the back and say, God got this.
That's
and
right.
walk out in faith. And that's my Amen. Encouragement for the listeners on this evening.
And they actually always have to do it, because I find myself doing it, you know, because sometimes it's the devil is busy, you know, and the devil is busy all the time, all over the place, and no matter where you go, it seems like the devil is busy, and it's constantly trying to knock on your door and, you know, just bring you down. And I try and tell, because I work with kids, you know, as well, I try to just explain to them, regardless of what someone has said to you, you are somebody, you know, you are going to be somebody. And just because you might, I always say, some of them, you know, they weren't dealt the best hand, you know, and
Absolutely.
They weren't given the best challenge. You know, some of the opportunities that we might have had, they don't have that, you know, and the reason that
That's
they
true.
Don't have it is because the people that brought them into the world, they didn't have it. So therefore, they
Exactly.
don't know how to give the guidance, you know, the spiritual guidance. They don't know how to be encouraged, you know, because if you have people where, you know, people are just knocking them down and just beating their spirits down, what are you going to do? You know, and I try
Exactly.
to always just be encouraged and just explain to them that you are somebody, you know, no matter what. And it might be hard right now, you know, but pray on it, pray on it, pray on it. You know, I give them the little notepad, and I say, you know what, when you're feeling some kind of way, instead of hurting someone or hurting yourself, write down your
That's
thoughts,
right.
write down your feelings versus you just trying to express yourself in negative in a negative manner, because that's all they know because of the upbringing that they have, you know. And we can't give them Bibles, you know. We can't do that, you know. We can, because where, you know, where I work, they, that's part of like a religious act, and you can't do that to some of the kids, you know. But I can, you know, I'm a firm believer of, I'm one that has my little pocket Bible. And I'll let them, here you go, you know, you can read this if you want. Just read this for a little while, you know, read this.
Well, most of them,
you know,
they have smartphones, so they can click on the Bible. That's another way I get it to them, too. They have the smartphones, so they can click on the YouVersion of the Bible and read it.
And, you know, the sad part about it, though, is where I work, they strip them of everything. So, therefore, only thing they have is a black and white notebook, a pencil, and it's a small pencil, and a little folder, you know. And with
oh
the
my.
Little folder that they have, that's all they have. You know, that's all they have, that's all they're given. And to be honest with you, that's all they're going to have, you know, until they leave there. So therefore, I just try to give them, you know, words of encouragement, just, you know, just guide them in the right way the short period of time that they're there. You know, the short period of time that they're there, I just try to guide them and make sure that they understand that, you know what, you're not alone. You know, as long as you're here, I'm here. You know, when you're gone, just keep me in your spirits, you know, keep me on your mind and know that I'm positive and I'm trying to give you positive thoughts as well.
That's right.
I'm going
to. We have to do that.
We have to at all times, at all times. We're going to go to a caller real quick.
All right.
Welcome to GQ Power Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
J.L. Belvin.
Hi, Mr. Belvin. How are you?
I'm good. How's it going?
Good, good, good. Thank you for calling into GQ Power Spiritual Sunday. We're here with Preacher Frances, and she's from Charleston, West Virginia.
Oh, good
evening.
Pleasure.
How are you?
How's it going? Good evening.
Good evening.
What we do at, here at GQ Palace is we allow people to call in and give their testimony or just say what they're thankful for. Do you want to share your testimony or just tell us what you're thankful for this evening?
Well, it's actually both. I'm thankful for waking up, of course. And my testimony is my business is connected to my faith. And actually, once the Lord saved my life, the literary business that I created and the books that I write are based on what the Lord has done for me and a hope that I can offer back to folks who was as lost as I was. And just listening to you when I first called in, one of the things that I do with working with young folks, I'm also an educator, so I'm a 15-year teacher here in New York. And one of the ways that I reach young men by using my faith without being able to teach a lesson about it is the way that I carry myself. And so when we're having conversations and those young men want to know why I don't get excited about conversations that they might be having or why I might come down on them about certain talks that they're having amongst each other, I then point out other ways of thinking and then explain why that's important without really disrespecting them. And I think one of the things that we do is in the kingdom of God is that we have to be able to show young men, make them prove how their way of thinking is actually going to benefit them. Sometimes we say don't think a certain way, but we don't offer the counterbalance. So what I do is I'll say, okay, before I explain what I'm explaining to you, tell me how your way is going to not only enhance you, your family, your future. Well, they're going to get stuck because their way is limited. A lot of things is based on the streets and based on things that are very limited. What I do is then say, well, by changing my life, by changing my focus, by finding my faith, it gave me a better foundation, a better platform. So now I'm a better husband. I'm a better teacher. I'm a better writer. And now you catch their attention. You catch their attention because now they say, well, people are going to think I'm Saul. Then again, I use myself as an example. Is anything about me, Saul? Nah, man, you one of the meanest deans in the building. Exactly. But I'm mean because I'm doing my job, but it doesn't mean I'm disrespectful. There's a difference. And if doing right means I'm mean, then I'll be mean every day of the week. But I think what has to happen is because I put my testimony in a book, and my book is called From Gigolo to Jesus, because I put my testimony down and let folks see all the dirt that was me, and then I share that with the students. Now, I don't have to tell them, I don't have to preach to them. What I do is when I explain to them what I do business-wise, what I do in the community, and then allow them to go home and get on the Internet and different things, they'll say, I did a Google search, Mr. B. I saw that you was on all these pages. You wrote books. You did this. Now I'm a superstar. But then when they see that all my stuff is faith-based, they'll come to me and say, but you don't do none of the street stuff? No, it's not for me. I can't do both. Mm-hmm. I can't serve two masters. And they, what do you mean serve two masters? You're not a slave? No. When I say that, now I'm having a godly conversation without ever mentioning a scripture, without ever taking out my Bible, and now I'm being the living example which causes the young men to see things differently. So what I'm really thankful for is that the Lord waited as long as he did to reach out to me to change my life because he let me get the master's degree. He let me do all the sinful things, and then now he takes those skills and allows me to use them in ways that can manipulate the situation so young men can see themselves in a different light. And
absolutely.
I think what many of us have to do, and what I'm glad that y'all are having the conversation about, is that many of us have to come out of the building, come out of the church, come out of our prayer meeting, and go out into the world, into these lives of these kids, into the streets, and show them how what we're saying connects to how they're living.
Exactly.
Because we can sit and wait on these young folks to come into the church all day. They're not, because they don't believe the church is connected to them. Show
That's
them
right.
how powerful the stories of the Bible are compared to the movies that they watch. If I told you a movie about a dude, if I told you a movie, if I told you a story about a wife that tried to rape this dude and he didn't want to give it up and he ran out of the apartment butt naked and spent 10 years in jail because of a lie. What movie is that? What movie is that? That's in the Bible. Get out of here.
That's right.
If I told you that he went from going to, if he went from going to jail to being the king and it was all because his brothers did him dirty, would you be interested in that? Yeah, man, what movie is that? That's in the Bible. Same story. So
the
idea is that you can present anything to young folks and get them interested, but these are the ways that we have to, if we're going to preach it and actually teach it. And I always remind folks that Jesus is more known for being a teacher than anything else, but we have seemed to forget
that
because we spend too much time preaching. No disrespect to the pastor on the line. I'm not trying to be rude in any way.
No. I accept that because I say that all the time. We had a conversation.
I'm
wholeheartedly with you, and I appreciate you saying about the modeling and the mentoring is what we have to do. We have to model the behavior if we want to see it.
Exactly.
And we have to mentor those people. And I've taken that same story of Joseph and made it into a tutoring lesson for the children that I tutor and talked about them, about him being thrown in the pit. But I made it into the today's language. You know, these cats and use their terms, but none of the vulgarity, but then bringing it together. And they said, wow. And I made all these brothers make them look like them. The problem with us is we have folk reading, and you know this as an educator, they're reading about Tom and Mary and Susie and Sam and Spot the dog in the two-car garage. Our children can't relate to that because they're used to seeing Pete the wino under the bridge. They're used to seeing Susie, the prostitute, on the corner tricking. You know, we have to bring things that's relative to their life, to where they are.
Exactly.
And that's what Jesus
that what
did.
Jesus
he
did.
Met people, and he went to where they were. He met the woman at the well.
Exactly.
She didn't come to him. He met the man at the pool.
He met the people.
You know, so we
the...
have to come. That's what I'm saying. So when we start coming, when we start coming out of our comfort zones and behind the pulpits and sitting in the congregation looking pretty and dainty and fancy, and get out there and roll up our sleeves and start doing the work, then we will really
question.
Say we can.
I think also, and I don't want to take your time. I think also what we have to do is we have to stop saying the devil is in everything that we pick up. The devil is only in what you allow into your life, because we have to be able to see where these young folks are. We have to be able to go and read certain things. And I tell folks there's a difference between reading for entertainment and reading for education or reading for research purposes. Some of the stuff that I listen to, some of the stuff that I watch, some of the stuff that I read, is not because I'm going, ooh, I want to enjoy it. I got to see and know what is out there so I can combat it. And I'll give you a perfect example. There's a song out right now. It's called Amen by Drake and Meek Mill. It is the worst song I have ever heard in my life in terms of what it says about the Christian faith. Now, here's the problem. If folks don't stop and really look at the song, listen to it, go lyric by lyric, and see how this is completely opposite what the Christian faith is, you're not going to be able to reach kids who say, ooh, this is hot. You've got to be able to go line for line. That means you're going to have to listen to it a couple times. That means you're going to have to sit there and hear this over and over again. Well, here's the problem. If you know that your ear gates are weak, well, then this ain't for you. If you know that your eye gates is weak, well, this ain't for you. But certain folks have to sit there and listen to that, and I'm one of those people, because I can then take that and say, okay, you see when he says this, is that what you really want? Because God says this. And you know when he says this. Because if we don't do that, then we're not balancing off what the streets are saying to him. Because the streets will say, look, if you shoot him, all of us will love you. If all of us have sex with you, all of us will love you. If you go out and steal this, all of us will love you. Well, then you got to balance that off with, well, what's the opposite? What's the love that we're going to give them that doesn't require that? So I just hope anybody listen. I give thanks every day that the Lord allows me to walk into a school and deal with young men and women who may not have, I didn't have, but I give back in whatever form I can. I use every book that I sell, the business that I create, everything that my wife and I go out and do is centered on trying to give back in a way that at least they can say, well, yo, Mr. B is different than any other dean that I've ever been with. Mr. B is different than any other teacher that I've ever had. And if I can open one or two kids' minds up to that stuff that you learn on Sunday is not all bad. Your grandmother beating you in the head with the Bible is not the worst thing in the world.
That's right.
You've got to give it to her in a way that it actually helps out. Ladies, it's been great. Continue what
you're
doing
tonight.
It's been
great talking to you too, Mr. B.
Thank you.
And
thank
you
so much.
Have a wonderful evening. Thanks for having me. Come on.
You too.
Thank you.
Take care. Be blessed.
Thank you.
God bless.
Bye-bye. Wow, now that was deep. I tell you.
Yes, it
that,
was. Definitely.
That was deep. And it's amazing what he's doing. And the book name, for those of you who missed it, is from Gigolo to Jesus. You know, and it's, I haven't read it yet, but just from him being on the show and being interviewed and just explaining about it, it's his whole life story in a nutshell. And it talks about his transformation of how he used to be the gigolo, and now he's turned over, you know, all of his belts and his leashes to the Lord, and he's living Christ-like, and he's doing God's work, and, you know, he thanks God every day for that. So it was definitely an honor for KL to call in. We're going to go to another caller. Let's see. Welcome to GQ Power Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
Hello, this is Rachel.
Hey, Rachel.
Hi,
Rachel.
Hi, everybody.
Hello. We have Preacher Francis from Charleston, West Virginia, on the air with us this evening as our special guest.
Good evening, Preacher Francis.
Good evening. How are you, Rachel?
I am good, thank you.
Good.
Is there a testimony, or do you want to just tell everyone what you're thankful for today?
I am grateful for him bringing me to the spiritual place that I am in my life right now. It was not easy getting here. I had a lot of hatred and anger. I had lost my father in 95. I had battled with depression off and on. Went through a long, rough marriage, which God has definitely given me the strength to now get out of. And I'm now at a peaceful place in my life where I can say that I am me and I love me and I thank God for his greatness. And yes, sometimes you gotta know when your space is too small for you, and so that you can be birthed to the next level, which is very, very painful.
Absolutely. Change is painful.
Mm-hmm.
Change is painful. Okay. It's painful, and that's why I love the song, Michael Jackson's song, The Man in the Mirror.
Yes.
It talks about change, and when you look at those lyrics, and listen to the lyrics in that song, talking about you, the person in the mirror. And the one thing I'm sure you had to do, Rachel, to get where you are is that you had to do some forgiving. And in forgiveness, a lot of times we don't forgive ourselves first, because before we can forgive anyone else, we have to forgive, got to forgive me.
Yes, right. That's right.
You know, even though people have hurt us or harmed us, situations have come into our life, circumstances have been surrounded us, but we have to know that the reason is that sometimes we have allowed these things to happen.
Right.
And when we permit these things to come upon us, knowing, because something in your gut tells you, we know that Joker wasn't no good. But to save face, we'll go through with that marriage. We'll go through in that relationship, which is more or less a partnership on the road to destruction.
Exactly.
Not relationship, because people don't want the same things. And so once we discover what we've done, our part in it, then we have to say, Lord, I forgive me.
Right?
And then go down that list and start naming all those other folk who hurt us, because the people who mostly loved us are the ones who usually end up hurting us.
Exactly.
Right. Wow. So first we have to start with ourselves and forgive ourselves first, and then just, like she said, start down the list and start forgiving other people. You know, I always say, you know, I love my family and friends, but I also love the people that do me wrong, because those are the people that make me strong at the end of the day.
That's right.
You know,
love your friends and your frenemies.
That's right. That's right. And you have to, because those people constantly remind you
absolutely.
Of what you used to be or what they want you to be, instead of what you want to be yourself and what you deserve to be yourself.
Exactly.
No, well, Rachel,
I'm so glad for your strength and your growth.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And you just stay encouraged and keep surrounding yourself with positive things in your life.
Yes.
Thank you.
Positive things and positive people.
Yes, yes.
And
yes.
As you go forth, you've helped. You've been helped. Help somebody else.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
When we're gifted with something, when we help someone else in return who may be struggling and going through what you've been through, take that gift that you've been given, and where you are, they may not be there yet. You may be at level 5, and they're still at level 1. Help them climb. Lift as you climb.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Wow. Well, thank you for calling in, Rachel. Please make sure you tune in to GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday every Sunday from 7 to 8. I do have a dedication to you that I'll be playing at the end of the show as well, so please make sure you stay tuned.
I sure will. Good evening, all, and God bless. Thank
Take
you.
Care. God bless Thanks. You too,
God
Rachel.
Bless you too.
Take care.
God bless you too. We're going to go to another caller. Welcome to GQ Power Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
Hi, my name is Michelle Sampson.
Hi, Michelle. How are you?
How are you? How are you, ladies? Good evening. I just wanted to say I love the show, and I just wanted to call in and just say that I am thankful to God for keeping me. He is in control of all things, in spite of what people might think. And to be woken up every day is always a blessing. And God has kept Exactly. God has kept me through so much, but basically he's kept me through 3 major accidents. 1 flipping in my car with my son, and when we landed on oncoming traffic, and me and my son landed upright in front of flowers of people who had died before us on the same highway. And for us being able to get out and pray, because immediately as soon as we realized we had all of our limbs, everybody's coming to us, but we got out and got on our knees, and we couldn't help but be thankful, because that's the only way we can make it out of something like that. And then the second one, the driver started to use me as the stop sign, so you could see my speakers from the outside.
Oh my God.
And the last one was a drunk driver who was on medication as well as intoxicated, and his Jeep submerged into the back of my vehicle. And I am able to walk, talk, and stand upright. In spite of pain and agony that I might go through, there's nothing than being deceased at this time. So I am thankful to God for all that he has done and the people he brings into my life every day. And I know that he is in control. So I just wanted to say I'm
We give him praise. We give him praise.
Yes, yes.
Always.
Definitely. Definitely.
Yes.
Well, thank you for definitely calling in and giving your testimony and saying what you are thankful for here at GQ Palace. It's definitely an honor to be speaking to you and hearing your testimony. And make sure you tune in. We're here every Sunday from 7 to 8.
I shall. And keep up the good work and bless you.
Thank you.
Bless
thank
you,
thank
too.
You. Bless you.
Bye-bye, ladies.
All right. We do have another caller. Welcome to GQ Power Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
My name is Sheila.
How you doing, Miss Sheila?
Hi, Sheila.
Oh, hello. How are you?
Good, good. You're here with Preacher Francis from Charleston, West Virginia.
Hello, Pastor Francis, if that's okay.
How are you?
That's fine. I'm good. Thank you, ma'am.
All right.
Yes,
would you like to share your testimony or say what you're thankful for this evening?
Actually, I was just calling in to say I'm, thankful. You know, to wake up this morning and for the things that God do for me every day. And when he woke me up this morning, I know somebody else didn't make it, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
I thank him for the food that he puts on the table for me to eat. Mm-hmm. I thank him for my job, because many people don't have a job like today.
That's right.
And for watching over my child.
Mm-hmm.
And basically for him being a part of my life.
Right.
Because
Amen.
Without
Give
him, I don't even know where I would be today.
Amen.
And I just have a little scripture that we say in church every Sunday. My pastor, he loves this scripture, and I just listen to it and I say it with him when he speaks it every Sunday.
All right.
And it goes, "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will they hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land." And I think about it, I said, wow, I said, that's a dynamite scripture.
Yes, it
is. I said, there's so much sin going on in the world today, people killing people for no reason, you know. You don't know if you're going to be here today or tomorrow. Better yet, I should say the next minute.
Right.
And it's a lot of things that we definitely have to be thankful for. And I pray that somehow or another that God just, you know, just come and let them see that they don't have to be taking other people's lives. You know what I mean? And
show them the light.
We have to look up to Him, and He can change the things that are going wrong. But we don't give God time. We just take over and do whatever we want to do. And then we have so many that don't believe in God. That's another thing.
Yes, it is.
We know
that we're not of this world. We're in this world, but we're not of this world. We just business passing through.
Yes, ma'am. That's true.
Right.
That's true.
That is so true. Sister Sheila, what scripture was that?
That scripture there? That was Second
Chronicles 7:14.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. That's it. 7:14. Yes, ma'am. Every Sunday. Yes. That's his favorite scripture, and I listen to him.
From that scripture. It's called Making the Wrong Turn.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Making the Wrong Turn.
Wow. I would love to hear that.
All right.
Wow. And I was actually going to ask to give us a little sample of that. I mean, Making the Wrong Turn. Wow.
Yes. Yeah, a little sample word. Right. That's for sure.
Yeah, give us just a little sample of what you put together from that scripture.
Yes, ma'am.
God is speaking. He's speaking to His people because He starts off with, "If my people," that's personal.
Yes.
He's not talking about everybody else. He said, "My people, who are called by my name."
My name.
See, that's emphasis on that personal pronoun, my.
Right.
Humble themselves. And our problem is we can't be humble. You know, we don't want to be humble because they think that, or we think sometimes that humility means that we're submitting and passiveness and being weak. But humble means that that's the position and condition that Jesus was in at all times. He humbled himself. You know, we like to rant and rave and talk loud so we can be heard. But if we just sit quietly and humble ourselves, then we get ministered to. And so we make the wrong turn. With the wrong turn that we make, we go in all the wrong directions. And I use in the introduction the movie. Remember the movie Wrong Turn? Remember the movie? They did 1, 2, and 3. It was about, actually it was a true story out of West Virginia, where this group of cannibals, men who were hungry after the human flesh, and this doctor was traveling, and he turned in the wrong direction. And in the process of trying to find where he was going, he ended up in a location where there were two brothers that were cannibals. They were walking around with people that they had killed and those that they hadn't cooked and eaten. They were carrying their hearts as on their belts and keychains made out of livers. And it was really a gross, graphic movie, but that sermon was derived out of that because we make the wrong turn where we get eaten alive by not humbling ourselves, not understanding that if we don't turn from our wicked ways, if we don't start to seek God's face, then He can't heal us. The land can't be healed. We'll still be in a destructive state. So that's part of that sermon.
Wow, that sounds like that was dynamite. I would love to hear that.
That's right. Me too.
Yeah.
Me too. Wow. And I do like the way that you always emphasize on the nouns to make sure that people understand how important it is and how personal it is. You know,
absolutely.
So when you just delivered that to us, I'm like, okay, I'm there. You know, like you have me focused. You know,
it's not hard. It's easy. We're just having a conversation. Just talk.
Yes.
That's what Jesus did. He just talked.
Yes.
He just talked.
There's also teaching in it also.
We take the human touch away from people because we're in this high-tech stuff now. And I remember my grandmother said that man will become weaker and wiser. And at that time, I was young and dumb and stupid. I didn't have a clue what she meant. But today, I understand what she meant. She meant that we'll become wiser in the things of the world, but we would have a weaker relationship with God. Because
right.
now we're in technology, we have text messages and cell phones and computers, and we no longer have that human face-to-face conversation with one another. And that's
mm-hmm.
why so much anger in the world, and that's why folk have disrespect for their brothers and their sisters, because nobody says unless you travel south, and I'm talking North and South Carolina. I was down
mm-hmm.
there a couple of weeks ago, and everybody said, good morning, how are you? And they had a smile on their face. But when you start traveling further up north, up south,
mm-hmm.
I call it, folk
mm-hmm.
are more into their own world. They're not as well in tune with one another. And now, even in our world, when we call some of the systems that we need, utility companies, cable companies, what
mm-hmm.
do we get? We get a voice. You got to press 19 different voices before
That's
you
right.
get to a human to
mm-hmm.
talk about what it is you need to talk about. So we are actually living in a time where folk are not talking to one another, and that's not what Jesus taught. He wanted us to come together, as Paul told us, and reason together.
Right,
mm-hmm.
right, and try to understand and try to understand exactly what people are saying, you know, because sometimes, what I'm a firm witness of is sometimes you speak to people and their response is they're not really paying attention. They don't understand what you're saying, and I don't know if it's because they're not trying to understand or if mentally they just don't want to listen. You know, so I would say listen, but also pay attention. You know, pay attention to what someone's saying, because even when you call Cablevision, Lifebuoy, you call all these companies, you can say whatever you want to say, but then you say to the person, okay, well, what about this? Well, it's this, not that. It's like, they're not, to me, they can't make you understand exactly what they're saying, and you can't make them understand. Exactly. And they don't even go around that script. You know, they go right to the script alone. And even when you press zero for the operator, you still have to.
They still make you wait. They still make you wait. They push.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And say the same thing.
And then, you know, the sad part about that at the end, they ask you to stay on the line after they keep you on the phone for 10 minutes with no results. Stay on the line so we can do a quick survey. Okay, the survey. So it's just the system is designed to keep you angry, keep you frustrated, and we have to know, so okay, this too shall pass.
Right. This too shall pass.
Okay. The more things change, the more they remain the same.
Right. And you're absolutely right. And I think, you know, what you had said earlier is to be encouraged.
That's
you know,
right.
Be,
exactly.
Be encouraged. You know, be encouraged, and at the same time, encourage the people that's around you. So this way, they
that's
all
right.
understand how to be encouraged at the same time.
I know we need much of that today, encouragement, because
absolutely.
When you, sometimes you get in a state of mind, you feel like you're lost, and then you need somebody just come and say that right thing at that right time. And many times you hear more negativity. You know,
right.
than something to help you get through that day, or you know, or something encouraging,
mm-hmm.
even something spiritual, it will help.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just to let you know that God's watching over you. It God will take care of it. You know, just put
right.
it in His hands. You know, just
mm-hmm.
enough faith, just a little faith, as much as a mustard seed, or something. You know, just something to encourage
right.
you, and make you, you know, feel like you can get on. You know. That right track, the way you need to be, you know, going or directed to, rather, you know, for that moment when you're going through your stress, you know.
Right.
We have to learn to appreciate them with the bad times just as well as the good, you know.
Exactly.
When everything is going good, oh man,
mm-hmm.
we know. Oh, God is awesome and God is great. Soon as that bad thing kick in, boy, we're like, wow.
Where's God?
Lord, where you at now? I need you. When you coming, you know? And that's that little light bit of faith that we're supposed to have that we don't have, you know, at that time.
Right.
But you know God is still there.
At all times.
Yes, you know He's still there and you know He's
right,
still
yeah.
working. We just
exactly.
in a hurry because we done got scared now that maybe that electric bill ain't going to get paid or you ain't had a roof over your head or no food on the table or something, you know. But that's the human nature. That's the human part of us, you know, more
right.
so. It's not the spiritual part of us, that's for sure.
Right.
But,
that's true.
But it's hard to hold on to at
right.
those certain times, you know.
Right.
Even
and,
when you're
and
sick.
I...
Sometimes, even when you're sick, sometimes it's hard. You're like, oh Lord, please come take this pain from me. You know, Lord, please help me get well. And it just seems like it's not coming fast enough, but it's all in due time.
Right.
He's working.
Right.
He's always working. Yes.
But I think it's sometimes the pain that we have is positioning. It's a positioning place to position us because we're going through that pain and we can feel it. And I'm always for pain is because I know that there are people who can't feel pain. So I thank God for the pain.
I must say, go ahead, Miss Sheila.
no disrespect, but I'm not very tolerant of pain. So if I can get by it, if I can get by it, just take me right on past, and I'll be just fine. I'm honest. I have to tell it like it is. I could take a headache on something else, but not that one.
I understand. I hear you.
But I know I used to say, like, when I was younger, you know, when I see, like, some of my family members or someone that's in vain, you know, I would just, you know, okay, but if there was a God, you know, why is God allowing my family to feel this? Mm-hmm. Or why is God allowing? And that was something, like, when I was younger that I used to say all the time. And that's why I had asked the question earlier, you know, what would you say to young children to get them to understand, you know, okay, to live life right, to surround yourself with positive people. And, you know, with the example that, you know, KL was giving as well, it's how do you do that? And for me being younger, I honestly don't even know how I got over the whole theory of, okay, if there is a God, then why does God allow this person to do this? Why does this person, you know, and I just had to, like, really say to myself as I got older that, you know what, it's so much more than you sitting here saying, if there was a God. Now, mind you, I was in church every Sunday. My mom made sure of that, you know.
Oh, yeah, we were always on drugs in church. We were drugged the Sunday school, drugged the Bible study, drugged the BTU, drugged the Sunday church.
Right.
So we were drug babies.
We didn't
have a choice. And you do ask those questions. And I remember Habakkuk asking God a question, how long, Lord, how long?
Right.
When he had an assignment to do, and he was a prophet, and people were in Israel were acting just like they're acting today, acting the fool, acting like there was no God, not being grateful for where they had come from. And he just asked the question, how long? How long?
Right.
Yes, how long? Yes. That saying, you have to, that song, you have to go through the rain in order to appreciate the sun.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yes. Do it all. Learn how to trust in Jesus. Learn how to trust in God.
Yes. Absolutely. If you never have any bad times,
you'll never appreciate the good.
Yes, exactly.
That's true.
Exactly.
That's true.
If we never had any problems, we wouldn't know how to solve them.
That's true, too.
All
and majority of the times, we try to solve it on our own without even
mess up every time.
Yes, we do. Because we're in a hurry. Yeah. We want this over and done. And first of all, we probably should have dropped to our knees and said, Lord, help me to, you know, see my way through this. Tell me what to do, you know.
Right.
Just show me the door, you know, that I need to go through to make this happen, you know.
Yeah.
Really.
That's right. That's true.
Sister Sheila, make sure that you hold the line. We're going to go to a song, and then we're going to come back. We have a couple more callers, okay?
Okay.
All right. We're going to go to a song real quick. Just bear with me 1 second, please.
But you. Nobody will
That was Clean Heart by Fred Hammond, and that was our dedication to Rachel. She was one of the callers that called in and gave her testimony, and we just wanted to dedicate that to her. That's one of her favorite songs.
That's wonderful.
So this way that, you know, motivates her and keep her, you know, on striving and doing God's work as well.
Absolutely.
We do have another caller. Just stay with me 1 second. Welcome to GQ Power Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
Hi, my name is Diamond Hubley.
Hi, Ms. Hubley. How are you?
I'm fine.
You're here with Preacher Francis from Charleston, West Virginia.
Hello.
Okay. Hello. Nice to meet you.
And you likewise.
We at GQ Palace on Sundays from 7, starting at 7, we allow the callers to call in and give their testimony or say what they're thankful for. Would you like to share with us this evening?
Yes, I want to say that I am thankful and I'm grateful because I was homeless, I would say 2 weeks ago. I was homeless for about 8 months, and I'm only 19 years of age, and I'm just grateful and thankful that God opened up the door for me to come to Christian Life College because I was facing an impossible situation. I didn't have any money. I didn't have any food to eat, and I was just walking around, and I was basically to help the situation, and all I did was put my trust in the Lord, and I prayed and I cried constantly, and God allowed me to come to Christian Life College. So that's what I'm grateful and I'm just thankful for.
Wow.
Happy for your faith, and you just
yes.
didn't say, I just, you know, came to, because that took courage for you to come to the realization of where you were, but you put your trust in God.
That's right.
And he made good on his promise.
Right.
And you didn't give up, so I'm so happy and proud that you are no longer homeless.
Right, me too.
I was trying the best I can to hold on to the horns of the altar because I was in a position that I was going to give up. Like, I am a minister, and I was in the position that I was going to give up. I was trying my best to hold on, and then God saw that. He spoke to me 4 days before he allowed me to come to college. He said,
okay.
Diamond, I will always make a way of escape. And that was his way of letting me know that he was going to allow me to get into the school. And I'm just thankful for that.
Wow. That's excellent. That's beautiful. That's definitely a beautiful testimony. And, you know, as Preacher Francis said earlier, you know, be encouraged, you know, stay encouraged. And with you not giving up your feet, you know, and without giving up at all, you know, you are on your way to having a wonderful testimony, a wonderful. And please make sure that you tune in and keep GQ Palace posted on your success. You know, since you are in college now and you're doing everything that you need to do, and we'll continue to pray for you as well.
And by you being 19, we really want to hear from you.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
All right, take care.
Thank you for calling in.
You too.
Wow. Wow, that's a wonderful testimony, and I still, you know, stand firm with the, you know, what the question I asked earlier about encouraging people, encouraging, you know, the young adult. She's 19. She has the rest of her life ahead of her, you know,
yeah.
And that's amazing. That's amazing. And
awesome.
Wow.
God.
Yes, he is. We actually have another caller. Was there anything that you want to talk about before we take the caller, or is it okay if we go and take the caller?
We'll take the caller. Take the caller.
All right. Sounds good.
Yes.
Welcome to GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
Jeremy.
How you doing, Jeremy? Welcome to GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday.
Hi, Jeremy.
How you doing?
Fine.
Good, good. You're here with Preacher Francis from Charleston, West Virginia.
Okay. Nice to meet
here
you.
Preacher Francis, are you there?
Yes, I am. I'm here.
Okay. Here at GQ Palace, we allow people to call in and give their testimony and say what they're thankful for. Would you like to share with GQ Palace on your testimony or what you're thankful for?
Yes. Okay. My testimony is just like the last caller. I mean, I was homeless after I lost my job for like 3 months, but I do believe in God, so I give him all the praises for delivering me from a life of self-destruction, because me, I tend to steer away from the righteousness, so I got to try to find a firm ground, like, to stand on. You know, but other than that, I am very thankful he gave me a second chance, you know.
All right, Jeremy. Give him praise.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Praise and all the honor to God. Definitely, definitely. And we are so happy that you are on the road to living righteously and living right and doing what you're supposed to do and just living Christ-like, you know. And, you know, we, you know, some of us, we know your struggle and we know your pain. And, you know, I just want to say to always be encouraged and know that you're not in this by yourself. And, you know, you always have to make sure that you, you know, look to God for the answers. You know, this the battle is not ours. It's already set in stone for us. We just have to live Christ-like and do the right thing. You know, as hard as it might seem, you know, sometimes we just have to make sure that we just do the right thing constantly and, you know, stay encouraged and just stay positive. You know, always surround yourself with those positive people, you know, and the ones that are positive, that's in your corner, don't turn your back on them. You know, always know that you have a good support system, you know.
And Jeremy, I know that when you had a job, you had a lot of friends, and when you lost your job and became homeless, those friends, they weren't there for you. I mean, when you told them, hey, man, I need to come over and stay a couple of nights so I can take a shower and get up and go look for another job, they weren't there for you. So don't have that malice in your heart towards them. All, just thank them. When you see them, send them a thank you note.
That's right.
Because they weren't for you, and I'm sure some of them were there. You were there for them when they went through. And then they turn their back on you when you were going through. But don't hold any hard feelings, because wrong for wrong does not do anything but make – two wrongs don't make a right.
That's right.
No, they don't.
And so so now that you're over that hump and you're pulling yourself back up and you're getting where you – may not be where you want to be, but you're still not out in the street now. You have a bed and some cover and a roof over your head.
That's
and that's a blessing. And so –
yes.
And you lifted, you know, got yourself up, you'll be able to help someone else as you go up also. So be encouraged, and I appreciate your testimony. And most of all, I appreciate your acknowledgement that God was the one that helped you through this.
That's right. That's right, because God is able. And you make sure that you stay tuned in to GQ Palace every Sunday starting at 7. And remember what I said, you have a good support system. Just reach out to them.
All right. Can I ask that pastor a question? Can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
Okay, now, I'm not a real firm believer of God. I mean, I don't know if that was because of my upbringing, but, like, I mean, I do understand the Bible and everything, but it's just hard for me to grasp that. Like, if I can't see nothing, I can't believe. You know what I mean? That's where I'm at.
Well, so you from Missouri. You one of those show me people.
I know I ain't gonna be able to see. It's just I don't know if it was just me just like leaving home at 15 and just running the streets, you know what I mean? It's just I try to sit down and try to like
let me say that, you know what, when Lavinia asked your question when you first came on the radio, the first thing you said was, I was homeless a few weeks ago. And she said, do you have a testimony? And your testimony was that I'm thankful to God for allowing me to not be homeless. You just acknowledge where your help came from.
That's right.
Okay.
Okay. So it's not hard. Don't make this is not rocket science, James. This is not rocket science. You acknowledged him. You accept him and you believe. Now, whether you can reach up and touch him or not, every time you want to touch God, touch yourself.
Okay.
Right.
Every time you want to say something negative, think about what would God do? What would he be thinking? What would Jesus be thinking about? Would he say it like this? Would he handle this situation like that? Put yourself in a position that you're made in the image and likeness of him and be like him. It doesn't mean you got to be stock Christian and jumping up and down and yelling and screaming Jesus. It doesn't mean you have to be a fanatic. Oh. It just means that you know where your help comes from. You know where your strength comes from. You know where your encouragement comes from, and you know where your support system is.
Right.
Yes.
And, and I'd like to suggest to you, get into a Bible teaching church. Not the hooping and the hollering and the screaming and the passing out and slapping people all out on the floor. Not that I have anything against that. I'm saying we need some substance. We need some substance. You need some stuff. We need to come off the Bible. We need to stop drinking the formula. We need to start eating meat and potatoes. And, you know, as Africans say, you give me rice, give me some gravy, I have a complete meal.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
So get into where are you living, James? You living in the New York, Philadelphia area?
I'm in Middletown, New York.
Middletown, New York. Get into a Bible teaching church. Go around church shopping. You know how we go shopping when you're out there in the world looking for Nikes and Converses and polos and all that other stuff and stay in town? When you had it going on, you just didn't go down to Kmart when you had money.
No, I didn't.
When you could afford, when you were out there in the world giving your money up and being that consumer that they talk about us, how we spend all this money buying all that designer stuff and stuff with everybody else's name on it except ours. You went out there and you shopped. Go church shopping and start getting in around some people who you know live in walking what they're talking, not folk who just on Sunday morning in church behind the pulpit and living any kind of way. But be with some folk who walk the talks and walk in the right direction and get into a Bible teaching church.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad you said that.
And
I'm glad you said that.
Ask God to direct you. You know, you can't do it on your own. We ain't smart enough to do it on our own.
No, we're not. No, we're not.
Okay.
You there, Jeremy?
So that would be my advice to you, James, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. You're very welcome. Take care. Bye-bye.
You too.
Bye-bye. Wow, and that is some good advice, too, I must say. That's good advice.
I just praise God.
Yes. And
sometimes I don't know what, if you had asked me what I just said, I couldn't tell you.
Because it just comes out. It just comes out through you when you speak. Because I'm sitting here listening. I like to listen to each show and everything. And you have just encouraged so many people, you know, this evening with this show. And the fact that you're able to just sit and talk and give your testimony and say what you're thankful for and just, you know, just tell everyone what you're about, where you've came, you know, your full testimony. Because working with children, to me, that's the key to our future right there. And if we don't guide them the right way, we don't know where we're going to be. What's the country going to look like, you know, in another 15, 20 years? We definitely have to start right with our kids first. And I don't know why.
That's right.
Just stay with me 1 second.
All right.
Okay, sorry about that.
That's okay.
Okay. But you definitely have to be encouraged. You have to encourage, you know, our children, and I'm a firm believer of it, and I try to reach out and help everyone I possibly can. And, you know, sometimes it's, you know, helping everyone, you just say to yourself, okay, where is this going to leave me? But then I just say to myself, it's all right. I know that God has me covered. You know,
absolutely.
God has me covered, and he knows where my plan is, and he knows what my best interest is. And I think that's so powerful, you know. And I try to explain to the kids that I work with that sometimes you don't even have to know what tomorrow is going to bring. You know, just know that you're doing the right thing, and you can pray on what you want to happen. You know, but because the battle is not ours, it's so easy for people just to, you know, lose sight, like Jeremy was saying, you know, if he can't touch it, you know, and you can't touch God, you know, you can't touch him. You know, that's in your heart. That's in your gut. That's just one of those things where it's like, he's a friend that you'll never be able to touch.
You just know that you know.
Exactly, and that's what it's about. We actually have a call we're going to go to real quick, okay?
All right.
All right. Welcome to GQ Power Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
Cuddy.
Hey, Cuddy. How are you?
Fine. And yourself?
Doing good. Doing good. We have Preacher Francis from Charleston, West Virginia, on the air with us. How you doing?
Hi, Cuddy.
Hi. How you doing?
Fine, thank you.
Okay.
And, here at GQ Palace, we allow the callers to call in and give their testimony or say what they're thankful for.
Yeah.
Would you like to share with us this evening?
Oh, yeah, I got a list, but I just wrap it up. I used to, like, be in a world, like, heavy, like, the biggest female drug dealer. I done been shot, stabbed, flip over in about 12 different cars, survived.
Mm-hmm.
Accidents where I had to get cut out of cars. I done ran games. I done everything, tons of stuff. And yet I'm still alive, and God still saw fit to have grace and mercy over my life. Although I'm not where I want to be, I'm not where I used to be.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's right. And that's a testimony, because the fact that you're not where you used to be, you know, that right there speaks for itself, you know, and being a firm believer and staying positive and just doing the right thing. You see how far it's got you.
Right. But yeah, I could say I'm not always positive. I'm not always positive. I strive for positivity. You know, a lot of things get to me, but I'm not in the street as I used to be. I had converted and wrote like an autobiography of my life, and got a non-for-profit organization for, like, battered, molested females, you know, whatever I can identify with that. And I got a little organization for the youth, Stop the Violence, and I do a lot of work with a networking called Cease the Fire for the youth. So.
All right.
Okay.
Very good.
Yeah.
We have a lot in common, because I work with domestic violence and sexually molested children and adults, males and females.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the work that's needed, because the healing has to take place. If you know that yourself, and it wasn't until Oprah came out with her testimony about what had happened to her that women began to discover and become in a position where they were able to talk about it. So
right.
It's very important not to dwell in it. And we find that a lot of people who resort to the life of crime or the life of being tough and hard, that's their covering, that's their hiding place, so they don't have to deal with what's really going on in their life. When you've been injured, and when you've been violated, and when you've been trespassed upon before you were what God had given you for something that's beautiful and turned into something violent and something that someone misused and abused, it's a healing process. It's a process that has to take place for you to get.
Right. Wow. And what would you say to her to keep her encouraged? She said that sometimes, you know, she's not always positive.
That happens to the best of us, those who preach, those who teach, we all have our ebbs and our flows. We're like the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
We're like the water. You know, when you ever been to the beach and you see the water when it's ebbing, it's angry, you never know which way that tide's going to go. We're like that. We're so much like nature. But
right.
Then there's the flow. But I would just say to you, you know where you came from, and you don't want to go back to that. And so you just keep those things in front of you rather than looking behind. You have to be like the Apostle Paul when he said, I press on, press forward. So you don't want to fall back to where you once were, because it takes too long, too much of another process for you to get back up. But as long as you surround yourself with the positive people in your life, the folk that helped you make it to where you are now, and keep yourself busy helping others. I find that Satan doesn't mess with you too much when you're busy helping others. He gets mad, but he can't get your mind, because you're busy helping so many other people and the organizations that you're working with. Those are 29-hour-day jobs, and we don't have a 24-hour-day.
That's right. Yeah, her call just dropped. Actually, we just lost her, but when she calls back in, she'll be able to, you know, listen to everything. But she's an up and coming artist. And
oh, wonderful!
Yeah, she's an up-and-coming artist, and she writes and she raps about her story and what she's doing and what she's been through. And she definitely has, you know, a testimony to tell, because she also explains to people, you know, this is what I've went through and, you know, this is where I am now, you know, but I'm not always positive, but, you know, this is where I'm going, you know, and she's, you know, going in the right direction. So that's why I had said, you know, what would you say to encourage her? Because she's, you know, she's doing the right thing. She's, you know, she's helping females that's been through similar situations than she's been through. So with her, you know, living the right way, but still trying to, you know, stay positive and stay encouraged. You know,
that's a ministry in itself.
Mm-hmm. And the fact that she's right. It's not. It's not easy at all. I do want to play another song, and then we have about two or three more callers that we can get to. Is that okay with you?
That's fine.
All right. Hold on one second.
Okay.
What are you trying to say, Yolanda? Look, forget about all that other junk. This battle ain't yours. It's the Lord. Think about it. And then start shouting. Thank you.
that was Yolanda Adams, The Battle Is Not Yours. When I had spoken to you earlier, you had mentioned it. I'm like, you know what? I have a song for her. I'm like,
oh,
I have
right,
a song
right.
for her. You
yes,
know, when they
yes.
were, you know, with everyone calling in and just giving their testimony, I'm just like, wow. You know, you, as you see, we went way over time, you know.
I see. We did. We're almost at 9 o'clock.
Yes, and I'm going to have to thank you for everything, because just your inspiration and just your the vibe and just your spirit alone, you know, I want to say thank you definitely for joining us at GQ Palace.
Thank you so much.
You know, an honor, but we have one more call that wants to come on and talk to you real fast before we end the show. Okay. Paul, are you there?
Yes.
Hello?
Yep, it's me again. Man, wow. Basically, that's all I can keep saying is wow. Preacher friend.
All right.
I want to just say thank you.
Yeah,
I
thank you.
You gave me some more insights on just life, period. And like I said, nobody else know me, you do.
All right.
And it's just been great. You know, all the words of encouragement you've given everybody, and I knew that you would do this. I knew that you could do it, and I just want to say thank you. I want you to keep praying for my family,
mm-hmm.
as well as Switch to Shore family as well.
My
GQ family, you know, just keep us all in prayer. You know,
we lift each other
because
up in
all
prayer.
Struggle. We all struggle somewhere,
mm-hmm.
you know, and we all fall short. And I just want to say thank you. I love you. I miss you. Just, you know,
that's like the song, we fall down, but we get up. You know, what we do as a family, which, you know, is what GQ Palace is about. It's, you know, we come together, you know, with everyone being different, no one being the same, not one person being the same, and we try to bring everybody together as family, as one, in peace.
Yes.
You know, absolutely. This way it shows everyone that, you know, not only can you also go to church on Sunday all day, but then you can also come home and you can also get a wonderful
praise
lesson by itself. You know,
yeah. You
get that praise from morning to night, and we try to make sure that people who can't get out of the house, who do have the computer, who do have a phone, they can call in and they can just listen to everyone's testimony to let them know that they're not alone. You know, this is what people are going through, and we continue to pray, you know, for the sick and the shut-in. We pray for everyone that's sick. We pray for anyone that's a believer. If you're not a believer, we try and make sure you become a believer. That's what it's about, you know, and the fact that we come together in unity, you know, everyone being different, everyone being from different locations, not even being in the same town, you know, the fact that we can all come together in harmony is a blessing, you know, all by itself. We're actually running out of time, but Preacher Francis, is there anything else that you want to say, that you want to leave us with this evening?
I just want to thank you for the opportunity to come across the airways,
mm-hmm.
to just allow somebody to see that Jesus is real,
right.
and that God is good,
mm-hmm.
and that all of us are in this together, and one day when it's all over, we get through singing and preaching and telling stories down here,
mm-hmm.
that we'll have that eternal resting place on the other side. It'll
right.
all be worth it,
mm-hmm.
because He paid the way. He paid the way for us. Jesus paid it all, and I'm
Amen.
So thankful for Tammy, calling me, and thankful for you, Tam. And whatever you do, just stay encouraged and keep your head up and call somebody tonight that you haven't talked to in a long time that you really don't like and just say, hey, I just called to say I love you.
That's right.
And if we do that maybe about once or twice a week, just see somebody in the street, because we are the church. We are the walking, living Bible. We are the testimony
mm-hmm.
of Jesus Christ.
That's right.
We don't have to do it. We're not going to get them into the church. So just live our lives the way that God has designed it to be and draw nearer and closer to Him
mm-hmm.
and stay in his arms. And when we feel like we're falling down and discouraged and can't find our way back up, while we're down, in our downtime, that's where we can look to the hills from which come our help.
That's right.
And our help comes from him, because he's still able. And when we keep that thought in mind and stay encouraged and stay focused and keep our eyes on him, then we can't lose. We're going to be winners.
Amen. Amen. We, I do want to, Sister Tammy was explaining that one of her best friends had passed, her father had passed away. Her name is Lovely Lisa Fisher. Her father had passed away at the beginning of the week, and she wanted to make sure that, you know, we definitely mentioned her to let her know that she's not alone, and GQ Palace is here for her, and it's a wonderful support system for her to utilize, you know, whenever she feels ready. You know, we're there. It's only a phone call away. For tea, we're only a phone call away. If you get down and out and you need to make a phone call to just be encouraged, you know, you have everyone's numbers as well. Preacher Francis, I want to thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It was an honor having you on this evening. And we are here at GQ Palace every Sunday starting at 7. And you don't have to be a special guest to call in. And you are
all
more
right.
than welcome to call in every Sunday, any Sunday, whenever you feel that you want to call in and just speak to your GQ Palace family, you know.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
The number, you know. Thank you. It was definitely an honor. It was an honor
thank
having you.
You
on this evening. Thank you very much. We're going to close out with I Believe by James Fortune. We kind of want to give the listeners just something to, you know, remember the show by and just something to feel that they can always pray and they can always just believe. And as long as they are a believer, then they can, there's nothing that God can't do. There's nothing that he can't do. So we're going to close out with that this evening, and I do want to thank you again for being our special guest here at GQ Palace.
God bless you, Lavinia, and you be stay on the program. Keep going on with this because I know it's been a blessing to someone.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much.
Take care. All right.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire.
And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today, I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now, we are giving your problems an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's going to do it for you. Fire, take it up. I believe God will fix it. Yes, it will. If you just believe, that God's a giver. I'm sure, Sean. I know you've been crying at night, but I came by to let you know that it's gonna get better. You need to call somebody right now and tell them God's gonna do it.
Oh,
if you don't remember anything else,
I believe.
Remember this.
Your storm is over.